Good evening, and thank you for tuning into this program at this very hour. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Matthew chapter 7, and we'll begin reading in verse number 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereit. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Go with me to verse 20. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Let's pray. Oh God, forgive me of my sins. Please teach us something tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The true and sad fact of the matter is, every human being on this planet will face death. It is what I call a highway to a destination that everyone will face, known as death. Everyone has gone through it or experienced a loved one passing away. But know this, that there is life after death. To the believer who believes in Jesus and called upon his name to be saved, his destination is heaven, to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. And to the person that has denied the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came into this world to die on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day, and to deny his free gift of salvation, they will experience eternal hell fire. Who goes to hell? People that do not believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. People that reject the gospel message of Jesus Christ. That is a path to eternal destruction, to denounce or reject the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And we pass many a man, many a woman on that road to hell because they simply do not believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. For a few minutes, I would like to preach a message entitled, A Highway to Hell. A Highway to Hell. Notice with me the command to enter the right way. You see, there is the right way to go to heaven. Let's read in verse number 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many therein that go in thereit. That phrase, enter ye in at the straight gate. That gate is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus refers to himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Who can get you to heaven? Jesus Christ. He is the straight gate to that eternal realm called heaven. And if you simply believe on Jesus and ask him to be saved, as Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. People that believe on Jesus have entered the right way. Let's turn into our Bibles to Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. This is simply referring to the fact that only through Jesus Christ is salvation. Salvation is being saved from hell. The rest of the verse says, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Point number two, the reason for the command. The reason for the command. You see, man was born on the highway to hell. You say, what does that mean? Well, go with me to Psalm chapter 51, verse 5. It says there, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Every human being on the face of this planet was born on the highway to hell. Born on the highway to hell. That is, they're sinners just like their father Adam. Adam sinned, and sin entered into the world. And because of that, man is born with the curse of sin. And God cannot have sin in his presence. And that is why God will cast man into hell. And those men that God will cast into hell rejected the loving message of the gospel. That is why they're going to hell. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone that doesn't believe on Jesus Christ is on the highway to hell. The highway to hell. People that do not believe in Jesus are destined for hell. If they continue to disbelieve in Jesus, they're on the highway to hell. Now, it is their choice to get off that highway to hell by simply believing in Jesus Christ. Go with me to John chapter 3, and there's something in the wonderful word of God that I would like to bring to your attention. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at verse 17. For God sent his son into the world to condemn the world. Well, let me read that over. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. That wasn't the Lord's mission. But that the world through him might be saved. Saved from hell, guys. Hell is an eternal place of fire. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Now, I want you to understand this. But he that believeth not. That means a man that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ is condemned. He is found guilty as a sinner and destined to hell. You see, people that do not believe are on the highway to hell. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Men love the nightclubs, the gambling, the drinking, the drunken halls, the prostitution, drugs, all sorts of wickedness. They rather have that, the temporal pleasures of sin, than the eternal joys of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. And because they do not believe in Jesus, they are condemned. They are guilty. They're as good as dead. They are on the highway to hell. If you're only religious and do not the will of the Father, you're on the wrong road and on the highway to hell. Look at Matthew 21, verse 23. And I'm addressing those that are religious, those that go to church, any type of church, and try to be religious. If you haven't done the will of the Father, you're on the way to hell. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father. The will of the Father is that you believe on the only begotten Son of Jesus Christ and ask Jesus Christ to save you and take you home to heaven when you die. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, let me go back. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. If you ask Jesus to save you, that is the will of God, then you're going to heaven and you're no longer on the highway to hell. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, in thy name work done many wonderful works. I submit unto you that many are these so-called pastors, religious group that might be modest and generous, but because they have not submitted unto the Lord through asking Jesus to save them, because they have not asked Jesus to save them, nor believed on him for eternal salvation, they are on the highway to hell. Many of these famous preachers don't preach salvation. They preach nonsense and say that if they pray over you, you're going to heaven. I'm here to preach against that and say unto you that that's not in the Bible. That's straight out of hell. It's a lie of the devil. The will of the Father is that you get saved. The wrong road is eternal destruction. The Bible says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. That destruction is referring to eternal hell fire. And many there be which go in thereit. There are so many people in hell that hell had to enlarge itself to compensate for all those that rejected the gospel message, the free gift of eternal life. They rejected that and are in hell burning as we speak. At this very hour, we've been preaching for 12 minutes. And as each passing second, each passing minute, some lost soul is in hell burning, burning and burning, and he will never get out. He'll be burning for all eternity. All because he did not believe on that blessed Son of God, Jesus Christ, for eternal salvation. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14 says, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Hell is an eternal place of torment, an inescapable realm of pure demonic torture. The right road, beloved, is Jesus Christ. John 14:6, as I read at the beginning of this program, the Bible says that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the highway, the road to eternal life. Matthew 7:14 says, because straight is the gate, that's Jesus Christ, and narrow is the way, that means he's the only way, which leadeth unto life. Jesus is eternal life. If you want to live forever, go through Jesus Christ. And few there be in that find it. Beloved, hell is a real place. The Bible says the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. If you're on the wrong road, the wrong highway, I suggest you jump off that highway and taketh a detour to Jesus Christ. That's the last point. Detour to Jesus Christ. All you have to do in order for you to get on the right road and off the highway to hell is ask Jesus to save you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's referring to perishing in hell fire. Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you want everlasting life? Or you might be afraid after hearing this program about hell and are indeed on the highway to hell. You are born into sin, as the Bible says in Psalms 51:5. And because of that, you're going to hell. You're on the highway to hell. And if you wish to get off, then detour to Jesus. If you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, then simply, beloved, call on his name to be saved. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Won't you bow your head tonight and close your eyes and ask Jesus to save you? And pray, "Dear Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I know my sins will take me to hell. But I know that you, Jesus, paid for all my sins, past, future, and present, so that I can go through you to heaven. Dear Jesus, please save me and take me to heaven when I die. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen." If you believe and ask Jesus to save you, then you, my friend, are no longer on the highway to hell, but you are on the highway to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the short time that we had on this program. We pray that you bless this message, this program, and that whoever listens to this will get saved, Lord. We desire that someone stumbles upon this program and know who you are, Jesus, and ask you to save them. Oh, Lord, that's our greatest zeal, our greatest passion, that people will get saved. And the only way, Lord, for them to do that is if they call upon your name, Lord. Please bless this program, Lord. We can't do it without you. We can't go on this program and try to talk eloquent and put together a message and just leave it at that. We need your power. And we need to rely on you, Lord, to do the increase. So please, Lord, whoever is listening to this program, send your Holy Spirit power to convict them so that they can humble themselves and ask you, Lord, for salvation so that they can be on the highway to heaven to be with you. Please, Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.